They get that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for February 28th, 2018 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And while we're all standing, I ask you to please remain standing so we can take a moment of silence for our lost comrade, Evelyn Alexander, who unfortunately passed away recently. If we can just take a moment for that. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone, absent. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander. Absent. Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Our first...
Also present, we have... That's all right. Also, sorry, I've been slow this morning.
Me too.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham from the City Attorney's Office representing the Civil Service Board of Commissioners. We have Jason Ewart with the City Attorney's Office representing the city. And we have a representative from the General Unit, Bargaining Unit, Paul Flores, representative from Human Resources.
Okay, our first item for today is item AA, public comments. If anybody would like to make a comment at this time, I don't see any takers. Our next item is item AB, announcements by members of the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and staff. Are there any announcements today?
No announcements.
No announcements, okay. Our next item is item AC, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions.
No agenda additions.
Now for our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any items for discussion? No, I'd ask for the motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A3, a request by appellant 2017-2, for a hearing is allowed under Civil Service Rule 507, unauthorized absence, resignation from service. And I believe we have a representative here.
Yeah, Paul Flores, representing the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 12 for the General Unit. I'm here standing in for Operating Engineers Attorney Hugo due to the fact that he is currently at this exact minute and your police department holding two IA investigations. He couldn't be at two places at one time. So we are asking that this be postponed to the next civil service hearing so that he could be here to represent the employee.
Okay, counsel, any problems with that?
I don't believe so. Rule 507 requires that we schedule the hearing at the next available meeting, but it doesn't require that we hold it at this meeting. So it can be continued.
And counsel for the city?
Yes, I did talk to Mr. Zek last week, and he advised that he had a conflict on his schedule for this meeting, so I advised him that I would just appear and notify the commission that the city has no problem continuing this to the first available meeting in March, which I believe is the second Tuesday of March. However, I did check my calendar for that day, and I have three different court trials in the Superior Court that day. So if possible, I'd like to set a special meeting. I know that that sometimes can create hardships for the commissioners, and I understand that. If that is not possible, then I will try to go ahead and get coverage for either this hearing or my court trials. But like Mr. Zek, I can't be in two places at once. So.
Okay. All right. How does this look for the commissioners? I'm going to have to turn my phone on and find out from my
myself. What date are we talking?
I can do really any day that week other than the Tuesday. I don't know. I haven't spoken to Mr. Zek regarding the substance of this hearing. And it's really improper for me to talk about the substance here, but I would like to converse with him about whether or not it's best to have a hearing or a briefing on the matter beforehand that can be presented to the commission, and then questions can be asked of the appellant at the hearing. There are some legal issues that may be better briefed formally than just given in testimony like we would in a typical disciplinary hearing. This is a little bit of an animal of a different color than we usually bring before this commission, so it may be a good idea to do briefing, but I have not had the chance to talk to Hugo about that yet.
Okay, and you don't have an idea how long?
I don't think that, although it's a different issue, it's not overly complex, so I don't think that it would be a big problem to present briefing on a relatively expedited schedule. However, I really don't know. Mr. Zek may have a different opinion about that.
So are we looking the week of March 13th? Is that the week that we're looking at?
Or are we looking before the next
week? Before that.
I will accommodate the commission either way. If you could potentially give me a few dates, I will correspond with Mr. Zek to check his schedule to find out if there is a specific time that works best for him.
Myself, the 14th through and after the 14th, I'm going to be unavailable.
Okay.
So if we can have it sometime before that, whatever is the wishes of the commissioners.
We're looking in the week. Are we looking like in another day of the week? Like for example, the week before, I could do the 8th.
The 8th.
Which
is Wednesday.
Wednesday, if that's.
Okay. How does that look for you, Curtis?
Yeah, that seems good.
Okay, the 8th would be fine with myself also. And council?
If we're looking at the morning of the 8th, that works for me. I do have Handicap Access Appeals Board scheduled at 10, but they rarely meet, and I expect that to be canceled.
Okay. Morning of the 8th, and council for the city?
That would be fine for me.
Yeah.
And
I will check with our attorney for his availability.
And get back to our...
Rebecca. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
And the 8th, for me, it would have to be in the morning as well.
So okay, so we're looking at the morning of the 8th. Okay.
And I'll have to confirm the meeting room, but I will work on that.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. So it sounds like we're going to go for a special hearing date, which will be March 8th. At 9 o'clock in the morning, room to be determined. And if that's fine with everybody, we'll go ahead and set it at that time. Okay?
That would be fine. And if we could, since I do have a representative here, if I can seek authorization from the commission, if Mr. Zek and I reach an agreement regarding whether or not briefing is necessary, if we can maybe set a deadline for that brief to be submitted by Monday, March 6th, would that give the commission enough time to review it prior to the hearing?
Well, the briefing, generally when we come in to have a hearing, we get all the information at that time. So what information would be necessary to pass on to the commission?
It's essentially legal opinions regarding the city's position on the issue as well as the employee's representative's position on the issue that can be submitted to the commission, and then you can discuss any problems that you have or questions with your legal counsel prior to hearing oral testimony on the issue and then making a formal decision. So it's typically something that you could recess into closed session over if that's the method that you prefer. I just, in my practice, typically try to have things submitted before the hearing so they can be considered in advance.
Great. I think that would be fine. How does that sound, Counselor?
That date, what time on March 6th?
End of day.
The 4th, right? Oh, the 6th, I'm sorry.
So you'll have any, both sides will have any legal briefs to Rebecca by?
5:30 p.m.
5:30 on March 6th.
Which is actually, Monday?
Yeah, which is Monday. That gives me a day to look at it. That'll be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So, at the wishes of the commission, we'll go ahead and move forward with those times.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Flores?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. So that ends our item A3 today. Moving on to item A4, which is correspondence. I don't believe, or yes, we do. No, we don't have any correspondence today. Our next item is item A5, a report from the City of San Bernardino Civil Service Board of Commissioners.
That's just an item if there are any reports or information that the board wishes to share.
Okay.
And if there is not?
I'm not aware of any. Any of the other commissioners have any?
I'm not.
No? Okay. That was an easy one.
All right.
Moving on to item A6, a report from the chief executive.
All right. I just wanted to quickly bring to your attention, you've got the monthly report for our activity in January 2017. If there are any questions on that, please let me know. I also wanted to advise the board that we're moving forward through the transition process. It's anticipated within either the March 20th council meeting or the meeting after that. There will be an update briefing coming from the contractor that was brought on board to facilitate the transition with the municipal code, updates to personnel policies, those types of things. So they'll be meeting more directly with staff in the first weeks of March. So it'll be after that time at which we can provide you with a more detailed update in terms of what the actual transition plan is, the timeline that we anticipated being associated with that, so on and so forth. So I do want you to be aware of that. The intent at this point in time, the city manager has sent out all-employee notice in terms of civil service would be transitioning, and I would be reporting into the office of the city manager, reporting directly to the assistant city manager. So I did want you to be aware that that is the intended transition plan, and the primary functions of civil service under this office will remain. We will still have a personnel commission that will oversee disciplinary matters and be responsible for recruitment as well as a number of other things. So there will be a change in the very near term, likely with my position and the job description required is associated with that. So I wanted to bring that to your attention so that if it was agendized for council consideration in the next 2 months, that didn't come as a surprise, that they are moving forward with some of those transitional plans in terms of reporting structure immediately. Okay. Are there any questions?
Questions
that you would have?
When you under the city manager, your position comes under the city manager, does that mean the hearing commission or whatever you're going to call it, the hearing board, is that under the city manager also, or is that still under the mayor, or does it go under human resources? Where does it fall?
From a staff support perspective, it would still fall under civil service or whatever we will be transitioning into in terms of a formal title. But the personnel commission would be under the office of the city manager as direct staff support provided by me and the personnel that work in my division. So yes, just like it is today, it would remain as a separate function from human resources for disciplinary hearings.
Under the city manager?
Yes. Yes. Now, the appointments will still happen as they do today, where the mayor would be bringing forward appointments for the personnel commission, which must be confirmed by the mayor or the common council.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So that would not change in terms of how the appointment process will work.
See that you read my mind.
Yeah,
that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, and the term. I was kind of interested on the terms because in the past, the terms were set, whereas the mayor wouldn't have the appointing powers of the complete commission at the same time, trying to ensure fairness. Yeah, I believe if they were 6 or 7 year terms, if every 2 years or 3 years or whatever it was. I was just interested.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to transition a little bit here in a lot of our commissions, get them back to being staggered.
Yeah.
So that'll be something that they're looking at while they're transitioning to the personnel board.
After the initial.
But yeah, that's a very good point, though. But this mayor will get to appoint five. They may not all have the same length of term.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's just what I was wondering. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and, on the city manager, is that a confirm that we're losing him, or is he going to resign, or, any information on that?
At this stage, no, I don't have any additional information other than what's already been shared. The city manager has moved into a month-to-month contract.
Oh, it's a month-to-month?
Yes, which was just approved at the last council meeting for this current month. And certainly we know he's advised that he's giving consideration to an opportunity that he's been presented. But in terms of whether or not he will accept such a position or be offered that position at this stage, we don't know.
Okay. One or two, right?
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, we'll know by the next board meeting, but you'll probably have read it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Before then.
Exactly. Okay, with that, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for January 2017 be received and filed. If I can have that motion. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A7, closed session. I know we have no closed session today. Moving on to item A8, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting and hearing of March 14, 2017, unless we hear earlier that our meeting will be, we're going to have a special meeting on the morning at 9 o'clock of March 8th, and possibly before that we'll have some information on March 6th. But the next meeting will be the special meeting for the morning of March 8th at 9 o'clock. If
Chair,
I can
have a question.
Yes.
The March 6th, now, we don't, that's not necessarily a meeting for the commissioners.
I believe that's the information to our council.
That'll be both the appellant and the city respondent sending. They're going to have some legal argument. They're going to send it to Rebecca.
Okay.
She'll send it to me. We'll look at it. We'll probably have a closed session discussion about
prior to the 8th.
With maybe some legal discussion. At the 8th.
At the 8th, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like there may be a dispute as to...
Yes, it
does. I don't know any of the details. I know as much as you guys do. But it sounds like that they may have a little bit of a legal dispute.
There's some concern there.
Yeah. Well, they'll brief it. They'll let us know what their problem is. Okay.
And with that, I'd like to say how nice it was having an audience today.
Yes.
I hope you learned a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have that motion then?
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you came in. I think it's good experience. You learn a lot. It'll help you later in life, I hope.
You know, we took the trip over the summer to D.C.
Uh-huh.